Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I intend to discuss today relates to the language of paradise. Now, it is generally contended that Arabic shall be the language of paradise. This conclusion is based on certain narratives, and I'm afraid that none of these narratives is sound, and our hadith authorities have shown that all these narratives, they contain narrators which cannot be relied upon, which cannot be trusted. So therefore, any inference made from these narratives would not be true, would not be correct, because these narratives themselves are not sound. These narratives, of course, are reported in our hadith books. They are from Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, they are from Abdullah ibn Abbas, and from some other companions. But unfortunately, other narrators of these narratives, some of the other narrators, of course, they are not reliable, and none of the chains through which this particular narrative or these particular narratives are reported can be trusted. Now, one of these narratives, which I'm just going to read out before you, is recorded by Tabarani in his Al-Mawjum Al-Awsat. And the words of this narrative the narrative itself is from Abu Huraira, and the words are qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ana arabiyyun wal Quran arabi wal lisanu ahli al jannah arabi, which of course translates as that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that I am Arabi, I belong to Arabia, I am an Arab, the language of the Quran is Arabic, and the language of the people of paradise will also be Arabic. Now, as far as these two things are concerned, of course, since they are verifiable independently, we know that the Prophet belonged to Arabia. He was an Arab. Similarly, the language of the Quran is Arabic. This is absolutely a verifiable fact. So therefore, since these two facts can be verified, other than this narrative, we will accept them. However, the third thing which is stated here is that lisanu ahlil jannah Arabi. Since this is not verified by any other reliable narrative or by any other historical means, so therefore this cannot be trusted. And in the light of this, we cannot say with any certainty that the language of paradise shall be Arabic. And as far as this particular narrative is concerned, it contains a narrative by the name of Abdul Aziz bin Imran, which has been regarded as being totally untrustworthy. He cannot be relied upon. He's absolutely unreliable. So, for example, I'm just quoting a few opinions about him. The opinions abound about him in the negative sense. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bi siqa. Abu Zakaria says that laysa hadithuhu bi shay. And similarly, Yahya al-Nisapuri, Muhammad ibn Yahya al-Nisapuri says that he, actually the words are yuza'ifuhu jiddan, which means that he regarded him to be a very, very weak narrator. Similarly, Imam Bukhari says that he's munkarul hadith. And Hafiz ibn Hajar, while commenting on him in his Tehzeeb al-Tehzeeb and Taghrib al-Tehzeeb, has quoted the opinions of various authorities. And amongst them is Abu Hatim, who says that he is za'iful hadith. And similarly, Imam Dharqutni regards him to be za'if. So in the presence of all these opinions, Abdul Aziz bin Imran, who is the narrator of this narrative, he's unsound, he's not reliable, so therefore we cannot infer anything from this narrative, unless, of course, as I said earlier on, it is verifiable through other means. And similar is the case with other narratives. Some of the other narratives which have been recorded in hadith books, none of them, unfortunately, is sound. And so this ascription to the Prophet that the language of the Prophet of paradise is Arabic, this inference cannot be derived from these narratives. So therefore, in a nutshell, we can say that since the language of paradise has been inferred to be Arabic on the basis of these narratives, and since none of these narratives is sound, and also there's no other independent means, it's not mentioned in the Quran itself, and it's not even an established historical fact that the language of paradise shall be Arabic, so therefore this particular inference or this particular premise we cannot say with certainty. Of course, it could be Arabic, however, we have no knowledge of this, and as far as our own knowledge is concerned, we cannot say on the basis of the information which is available to us that the language of paradise would be Arabic. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.